This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. An Aurora sergeant on scene the night Elijah McClain was forcibly detained by police and given ketamine testified yesterday at the trial of two paramedics charged in the death. Sergeant Dale Leonard said he was worried about McClain. He told state prosecutors he wanted the paramedics to do more to treat the 23-year-old.
Because I believe this is a medical emergency, and we use a term called excited delirium, and that's what I thought I was witnessing at the time.
Paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chikuniak, who injected McClain with the drug, face felony charges. The trial continues today. A bus dropped off more migrants from the U.S. southern border at the Colorado Capitol early yesterday morning. The city does not know where the bus came from, but officials say it fits the pattern of buses sent by Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott this year. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston called the move dangerous and inhumane as temperatures drop in the Colorado winter. His administration also continued to urge the federal government for help. The police department in Golden says it is moving in a positive direction after switching to a four-day work week. Denver 7 reports a pilot program reduced work hours for badged employees from 4 10-hour days to 4 8-hour days. Police in the department report an improvement in their mental health and happiness. The response time to calls has decreased despite dealing with more calls. The department will release official results after the pilot ends this year. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC, and why not make today the day that you support the news and music that you depend on with a Colorado Gives Day donation to CPR or KRCC? You can do so at coloradogives.org. We appreciate you listening and donating whatever you can.